It's time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in the world of astronomy. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, for our report. Aloha, Christopher. What's going on this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. For this week's stargazers, Venus will be visible to the east in the early morning around 6 a.m. And in the evening sky, we have Mars and Saturn, with Saturn setting in the west around about 8 p.m., followed by Mars at around about 10 p.m. Now, the moon will be waning this week, meaning that toward the end of the week, our skies will be getting nice and dark. We do have a pass of the Hubble Space Telescope early on Wednesday morning at around about 5:22 a.m. It will be moving from the west, northwest, to the east, southeast. We also have an early morning iridium flare on Thursday morning at 4:59 a.m. It will be appearing in the south, about halfway up the night sky. Remember, these iridium flares are caused by huge reflective antennae on satellites in low Earth orbit.
And recently we've been hearing different stories about moons in our solar system, and we continue with that, but with the moon a bit closer.
That's right. It's our own moon. It's all about living off the land, or should I say, the moon. NASA is putting together two missions to launch in 2017 to study how future colonists can make use of the resources on the moon to survive.
So when it comes to the resource list for the moon, Christopher, what's up there?
Well, there's not much on the moon at all except for one very important thing, water.
That's an unusual commodity that you don't really think of associated with the moon.
That's right. The water on the moon is in the form of frozen ice. There's no oceans or lakes. There is even some locked up in lunar rocks. In fact, we think there is enough water on the moon to sustain any future colonists that might want to live there. But there's also a lot of other things useful to human beings. There's oxygen and helium locked up in lunar rocks, too. With these elements, humans will be able to make fuel for power and rocket fuel, oxygen to breathe, even water to grow crops.
It sounds like, from what you're describing, that living in space would have to be the ultimate in sustainable living.
Indeed it is. You see, it's too expensive and impractical to keep shipping up water, oxygen, and fuel from the Earth and into orbit, let alone to the moon and beyond. But if we can learn to live sustainably off the land, off the lunar land, we may be able to harness a lot of the resources we need to survive.
Christopher Phillips from the Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. Appreciate the report. Thank you.
Always a pleasure, Dave.
Same here. And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next time for Stargazer.